USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Parts of the United States are at risk for severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas of Kentucky on Sunday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the south, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Baltimore police say they believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Charm City. Speaking at a news conference, acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley confirmed that an 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were killed.
Currently, we're still at 30 victims. Ages range from 13 to 32. 9 victims remain at area hospitals in various conditions. 2 victims have been pronounced deceased. Our officers continue to scour the very large crime scene.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott at the same press conference.
This was a reckless, cowardly act of violence that has taken two lives and altered many, many more. And as I said earlier, we will find those who are responsible, and we will not stop until we do so.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to visit China Thursday. The Treasury Department says Yellen is expected to discuss a number of financial issues with senior Chinese officials. Her three-day trip comes after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken traveled to China last month to meet with President Xi. With the moon at its closest point tonight, the Buck Moon appears 30% brighter and 14% bigger in size. Be sure to get an eye on it tonight. Thanks for listening and stay safe this extended 4th of July weekend. USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hotel workers in Southern California are hitting the picket line.
More than 1,000 hotels are impacted by the strike. Emily Lopez is a striking housekeeper in Los Angeles.
We're basically going on strike to get better wages, health insurance, pension. We're basically asking for necessities because the cost of living here in Los Angeles has skyrocketed.
She cited an example to KTLA of why she can't make ends meet.
A two-bedroom apartment here in Los Angeles is costing almost $2,500 a month, and that's just too expensive for a family of three.
Cooks and front desk workers are among the thousands on strike. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Five-time Wimbledon singles champion Venus Williams will be back on center court when the world's oldest and most prestigious tournament begins today. It's been 26 years since the elder of the legendary Williams sisters first played Wimbledon. Elon Musk delivers new rules for Twitter users.
Rate limit exceeded. That's what users of the social media platform started seeing on Saturday after Twitter chairman Elon Musk announced limitations on how many tweets one can see in a day. He says the limits are to discourage extreme levels of system manipulation, claiming organizations and bots have been scraping data and impacting the user experience. Verified users with an active paid subscription can read 6,000 posts a day. Unverified accounts can only view 600, while new users are limited to 300. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.